refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Thursday, February 16th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark the Evangelist, chapter 15, verses 1 to 15.
At that time, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders, the scribes, and the whole Sanhedrin. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "You say it." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, saying, "Have you no answer to make? Look how many things they accuse you of." But Jesus made no further answer. So Pilate wondered. Now at festival time, he used to release to them one of the prisoners, whomever they had petitioned for. Now there was a man called Barabbas imprisoned with some rioters, who in the riot committed murder. And the crowd came up and began to ask that he do for them as he usually did. But Pilate addressed them, saying, "Do you wish that I release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew the chief priests had delivered him up out of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. But Pilate again spoke and said to them, "What then do you want me to do with the king of the Jews?" But they cried out again, "Crucify him!" But Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they kept crying out the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released to them Barabbas, but Jesus he had scourged and delivered to be crucified.
Dear brothers and sisters, today's Gospel is inviting us to reflect upon our Savior, who is brought in front of the world rulers to be judged for revealing God's love for mankind. Trying to interfere as little as possible in Jewish community, Pilate offers them to choose between Jesus and Barabbas, a killer, and they have chosen the killer. Jesus' dialogue with Pilate is more like a friendly talk than an interrogation. At Pilate's questions, Jesus is not answering. He didn't come to justify himself. He came to act accordingly to the Father's will. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Just like his disciples, the multitude seems to have forgotten the miracles that were done for them. They were already fed, healed, resurrected. They got what they expected, and now, after they have spread their clothing at his feet, they want him dead. And they found even an alternative to be released. A killer who disobeyed the Roman ruler and thought that he will free the land of Israel into a rebellion. Jesus was ready for this too. He was prepared for the supreme sacrifice which have shaken the world and its numbness, for the Son of God has come and has given us understanding to know him who is true. Today we are working for our bread. We are praying for a miracle when we are sick, and we might have little confidence in front of death, but still children are killed in their mother's wombs. Elders and veterans are abandoned on the streets, and it seems that Jesus has died on the cross. Where is he nowadays? Where is he when we need him? Well, he is still alive in the sacraments, and acts pale through the humblest instruments who choose him into their lives. The evil ruler of this world puts us to choose between Christ our Savior and the sweet deadly sin, whom we choose today.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Reader, Anne Fosnot. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.